Ukraine's president has met opposition leaders hours after a minister warned that attempts to resolve the crisis in the country peacefully were futile. Stefan Boss reports.
Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych met opposition leaders as anti-government protests are spreading throughout Ukraine. The talks came after he warned church leaders that his government would use force against what he called radical demonstrators. He says, "I don't want people frozen in the streets." He adds, "If we can stop the radicals in a good way, we will. If not, we are going to use all measures under the law." Yanukovych also pledged to reshuffle his cabinet, but heavyweight boxing champion turned opposition leader Vitaly Klitschko said protesters want the president to step down.
To change just ministers is not enough. People want to change the rules because they already tried to live without rules. It's everybody, no, you can buy every corp. You can't find the justice in our country. System is total corrupt.
Nearby in central Kiev, protesters have begun making catapults and other medieval weapons after several demonstrators were killed in clashes with police.
People kill us, so what?
At least one police officer was also killed. Many protesters have complained of mistreatment. They include Igor Lutsenko, who said he was beaten after he drove an injured fellow activist to a hospital.
We saw that they brought us to the forest. They put us on the ground in the forest and started to ask and beat. From their style, I realized that they do that like all the time. They were very experienced in that.
The other activist eventually died while Lutsenko managed to escape. He says the action was aimed at intimidating the protesters. Rights activists are investigating claims that dozens of other protesters have disappeared or are mistreated. Yet demonstrations continue. Besides demanding the president's resignation, protesters want closer ties with the European Union. The EU's Enlargement Commissioner, Stefan Fülle, has been trying to mediate in the conflict. But Arseniy Yatsenyuk, leader of the opposition Fatherland Party, remains pessimistic.
As far as I understand, the government is not ready to accept any kind of mediators from the Western world.
However, between the chaos, there was some hope Saturday. A couple married and kissed near the burning barricades in Kiev.
We want to be here to support Maidan and to struggle for our country. We love our country and we love each other.
And church leaders hope peace will be restored to the volatile former Soviet nation. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.